From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo visits churches to greet Christians celebrating Christmas. Vice President Maruf Amin urged Indonesian Christians to keep spreading kindness and love. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo visited a number of churches in Bogor City, West Java Province on Sunday to greet the Christians who were celebrating the 2022 Christmas. According to a press release, he visited the Bogor City Zebaoth Congregations of Western Indonesian Protestant Church at around 9:10 a.m. Western Indonesia Standard Time, accompanied by Mayor of Bogor Bima Arya. President Joko Widodo has expected that all Christians can celebrate this Christmas peacefully and happily. Furthermore, he continued his visit to the Bogor Cathedral Church. President Jokowi's visit to the Christmas worship was appreciated by head of the Bogor Cathedral Church priest, Paulus Haruno, who hopes that the visit can raise the spirit of religious tolerance in Indonesia. Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin wished all Christians in the country a happy Christmas and urged them to keep spreading kindness and love. In a press release on Sunday, he invited all Christians to keep providing goodness and compassion towards their fellow Indonesian citizens to strengthen the harmony and maintain the integrity of the nation. In addition, regarding the 2023 New Year celebration, he also called on the public to keep contributing to the development in the country by always maintaining optimism for a better tomorrow. He also appealed to the public to celebrate the 2022 Christmas and 2023 New Year's in adherence to strict health protocols. The Indonesian Agriculture Ministry ensured the rice supply is safe for Christmas and New Year's by bringing farmers' rice productions closer to consumers. The chain of distributions that can be cut down will hopefully provide profit for farmers and affordable prices for consumers. The ministry said that the government has marketed rice in 6 locations in East Jakarta, as well as 5 locations in the Greater Jakarta area several days ago. The government marketed 2.5 tons of rice at the start and marketed another 2.5 tons of rice on December 2022, leading to a total of 5 tons. In relation to this distribution chain, the ministry suggested that there should be a special consideration as well as active role from various related parties in providing such things as rice data collections to marketing. Let's move on to the international news, where Pope Francis on Sunday appealed for an end to the war in Ukraine in his traditional Christmas Day message broadcast around the world. The head of the Catholic Church addressed thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square. A call to peace is traditionally the focus of Pope's message at Christmas, which he delivers from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, and it's broadcast live worldwide. On Sunday, the Pope also urged those celebrating Christmas to remember those who go hungry, while huge amounts of food daily go to waste and resources are being spent on weapons. President Xi Jinping wants China to accelerate efforts to achieve self-reliance in agricultural technology, identifying seed development and core equipment among areas to focus on, state media reported. The central leadership had said in 2020 that the country's seeds industry was a weak link in the food chain and needed to make better use of science and technology to achieve a turnaround. China has invested large sums of money in basic research for agriculture, but has few large commercial companies that invest in long-term research and development to bring innovative solutions to market. King Charles III has hailed the heartfelt solidarity of people across the recession-hit UK struggling with the worsening cost of living crisis in his first Christmas Day message as a monarch. Addressing the country from the Windsor Castle Chapel, where his mother, Elizabeth II, was interred in September. The 74 years old also thanked people for the love and sympathy expressed following her death. He then turned to the impact of the country's growing economic woes as decades high inflation eats into earnings and escalates strikes over pay across the public and private sectors. Moscow is ready to resume a gas supply to Europe through the Yamal Euro pipeline, Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak told state TASS news agency. The Yamal Euro pipeline usually flows westward, but has been mostly reversed since December of 2021, as Poland turned away from buying from Russia in favor of drawing on a stored gas in Germany. In May, Warsaw terminated its agreement with Russia after earlier rejecting Moscow's demand that it pays in rubles. Russian supplier Gazprom responded by cutting off supply and also said it would no longer be able to export gas via Poland after Moscow imposed sanctions against the firm that owns the Polish section of the Yamal Euro pipeline. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesian Products Showcase again at the Hong Kong Brands and Products Exhibition.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Diplomatic Corner highlighting Indonesian Products Showcase again at the Hong Kong Brands and Products Exhibition. Indonesian products are displayed again at the big exhibition Hong Kong Brands and Products Exhibition in Victoria Park from December 9, 2022 to January 1, 2023. The Indonesian Consulate General in Hong Kong is collaborating with a company, the largest distributor of Indonesian products in Hong Kong, and an Indonesian company that sells Indonesian products in Hong Kong. The Indonesian Consul General in Hong Kong, Ricky Suhendar, expressed his appreciation to the two companies for their contribution and role in introducing Indonesian products in Hong Kong. The products being promoted are packaged food and beverage products that suit market needs and the interests of the local Hong Kong community. Some of the products exhibited on this occasion include various variants of instant noodle products, coconut milk, chips, biscuits, candies, packaged drinks, cooking spices, and other daily necessities. The Hong Kong Brands and Products Exhibition was officially opened by the Minister of Finance of Hong Kong, Paul Chan, accompanied by the Consul Generals of ASEAN countries. The Hong Kong Brands and Products Exhibition is one of the oldest and largest expos in Hong Kong and has been held every year since 1938. The committee estimates that the number of visitors this year will reach 1 million people, or almost close to pre-pandemic times. For 2022, there will be around 860 booths promoting various superior products from Hong Kong and friendly countries. This participation is in line with the Indonesian government's efforts to increase the penetration of Indonesian products, especially the non-oil and gas sector, namely the food and beverage sector, which is included in the five priority sectors in the Hong Kong region. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner from Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with an event on December 26, 1991, where the Soviet Union officially disbanded. The Soviet Union was a federative state with a communist ideology consisting of 15 republican states. In the late 1980s, the last Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, tried to restructure the country under his leadership through glasnost, openness, and perestroika reform policies. However, this actually triggered a split in the Soviet Union, which finally dissolved on December 26, 1991. The rights and obligations of the state were then continued by the Russian Federation. Let's move on to the event on 2003 when bomb earthquake in Iran occurred. On December 26, 2003, an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.6 occurred in Bomb City, Kerman Province, Iran. The earthquake killed around 34,000 people, while 200,000 people were injured. The large number of victims was mostly due to building structures that were not earthquake resistant. We end today in history with an event in 2004 when Aceh was hit by earthquake and tsunami. A devastating earthquake with a magnitude of 9.1 rocked the Indian Ocean off the coast of Aceh. The tectonic earthquake then triggered a tsunami that killed 227,898 people in dozens of countries in Southeast Asia, South Asia, and the coast of East Africa. On the island of Sumatra itself, around 170,000 people died. The large number of fatalities was due to unavailability of a tsunami early warning system at that time, so that residents did not have time to save themselves. Even though the lag between the time of earthquake and the arrival of the tsunami reached several hours. Misra, that was today in history. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Shalom, may peace be upon us all. I am Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy of the Republic of Indonesia. Would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas to all RRI listeners. I hope we can gather with our family and relatives in good health and prosperity. And also, Happy New Year. May the new year 2023 bring you more happiness, success, and blessings. God bless us all.
Yeah.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Vietnamese President Nguyen Xuan Phuc held a bilateral meeting at the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java last Thursday. Both presidents in a joint press statement said that they agreed to increase cooperation in the field of trade. President Joko Widodo revealed that the trade value of $10 billion targeted to be achieved in 2023 was met in 2021 with a figure of $11.06 billion. Therefore, both countries agreed to set a new bilateral trade target of $15 billion in 2028. In particular, President Joko Widodo asked President Nguyen Xuan Phuc to expedite the export of agricultural commodities from Indonesia to Vietnam. Indonesia asked for attention to the delays in Indonesian agricultural products and fruits entering the Vietnamese market. Both heads of states also discussed cooperation in the field of investment. President Joko Widodo appreciates the trust the Vietnamese government has in Indonesian companies investing in the country. It is recorded that Indonesia's investment accumulation in Vietnam has reached more than $600 million, covering 101 projects. Therefore, President Joko Widodo emphasized the need for protections of Indonesian investment in Vietnam. He hoped that several issues experienced by Indonesian investors will be resolved, which will encourage new investment in the future. Both presidents also discussed efforts to strengthen cooperation in the field of clean energy and new renewable energy. President Joko Widodo welcomed the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding on cooperation in the field of energy and mineral resources between the two countries, which he considered could encourage the development of solar, hydrogen, power plants, and smart grids. President Joko Widodo also welcomed the planned collaboration of companies for the marketing of Gesit electric motorbikes in Vietnam. Indonesia Battery Corporation IBC is to invest in manufacturing electric vehicle batteries and PT Inka for the purchase of electric bus components.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Terkadang ku ragu karena tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa. Terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Lebak Muncang Tourism Village in West Java. Lebak Muncang is one of the tourism villages established by the Bandung Regency government. This tourism village is an eco-educational agro-tourism, namely tourism based on education, agriculture, environment, and cultural orientation. This is developed by the community through guidance by the government. Lebak Muncang is a village that is still beautiful. The air is very cool and the scenery is very eye-catching. You will definitely feel different things if you make a visit here. An interesting sight when you arrive at Lebak Muncang village is plantations of strawberries, spring onions, celery, cabbage, and many more. This tourism village is located in Ciwidey District, Bandung Regency, West Java. The location is very strategic, being on an alternative route to tourism areas such as Kawah Putih, Ranca Upas Cimanggu, Walini, and Lake Situ Patenggang. Along the road to Lebak Muncang village, you will enjoy stunning natural scenery such as mountains, rice fields, and community gardens. This becomes a soothing visual relaxation. This tourism village combines aspects of tourism and plantations to become an attraction for tourists both domestically and internationally. Lebak Muncang village independently develops the natural and cultural potentials of its people. If you come with a large group with a maximum of around 50 people, you only need to pay a fee of 350,000 rupiah per person. You can choose a tour package for 2 days and one night with various facilities provided, including homestays, 3 times of meal, agricultural education, gardens, trekking to Mount Tugu, and many more. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, my name is Martin Quaranta. I work for the Embassy of Argentina in Jakarta. And I would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I think this year has been exciting for our countries because of, for example, G20 for Indonesia, and hopefully our two countries can strengthen their relation in the future for the benefit of our peoples. And I would like to wish you very happy, a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and peace for your family.
Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat masih terasa ku ingat detik itu, kisah rumahku dan rumahmu, cerita yang pilu saat terluka terkecap mimpiku dan mimpimu. Sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about Berwisata di Likupang. Berwisata di Likupang, which means touring Likupang. So stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Datang Berdua. Saya Datang Berdua, which means I come with my friend, just the two of us. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and an officer in a tourist place. Dev tells about the number of people in his tour entourage. Let's listen to the conversation.
Bapak datang sendirian ke Pulau Lihaga?
Tidak, saya datang berdua dengan teman saya.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Datang, datang, which means come. Berdua, berdua, which means two of us. Dengan teman saya, which means with my friend. Saya datang berdua dengan teman saya. Saya datang berdua dengan teman saya. Which means, I come with my friend, just the two of us. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya datang berdua dengan teman saya. Saya datang berdua dengan teman saya. Which means, I come with my friend, just the two of us. In the sentence, there is the word berdua, berdua, which means two of us. It is formed by the prefix ber and the basic word dua, dua, which means two. The word berdua means two people, the same activity together. In the sentence, the word berdua refers to Dev who comes together with his friend. You can also use the same pattern for the other numbers, such as bertiga, bertiga, which means three of us. Berempat, berempat, which means four of us. Bersepuluh, bersepuluh, which means 10 of us. Let's listen to the other expressions which have the prefix ber with the meaning together. Berempat, berempat, which means four of us. Kami berempat berkeliling di Pulau Lihaga. Kami berempat berkeliling di Pulau Lihaga, which means four of us go around Lihaga Beach. Saya bersepuluh, which means 10 of us, 10 of us. Saya pergi ke Pulau Lihaga bersepuluh dengan teman sekelas. Saya pergi ke Pulau Lihaga bersepuluh dengan teman sekelas, which means I go to Lihaga Beach with 9 classmates. The prefix ber in the word berdua, berdua, which means two of us, functions to form number. Besides, the prefix ber can also form a verb, such as berkeliling, berkeliling, which means go around. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Bapak datang sendirian ke Pulau Lihaga?
Tidak, saya datang berdua dengan teman saya.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Esnu. I'm the cultural attaché at the French Embassy in Jakarta and also the director of Institut Français Indonesia in Jakarta. And I wish you a very Merry Christmas and also a Happy New Year. All my best.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Aku Tak Biasa by Keroncong Music Story 97. The song was released in 1998 and popularized by the late Alda Risma. The song Aku Tak Biasa tells about a woman who loves a man. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Music Story 97 with the Keroncong song Aku Tak Biasa. Enjoy!
Aku tak biasa
Voice of Indonesia.
Berdiri ku memutar waktu teringat kamu yang dulu ada di sampingku setiap hari jadi sandaran saat ku lemah, saat ku lelah. Oh, tersadar ku tinggal sendiri. Tapi ku terima semua keputusan yang telah kau buat. Satu yang harus kau tahu, ku menanti kau untuk kembali. Jujur ku tak ingin kau pergi, tinggalkan semua usaha di sini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indahnya awal kita bertatap mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Think
aku yang terkadang kau tangisi. Jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku pergi bukan berarti tak setia.
Wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.